Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all. Oh, here we go. Come on, y'all. It's Friday. Turn this way, then turn that way. Turn to your left. Turn to your right. Sit down. You're listening to the fastest growing radio show in the South. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via their cell phone, those who are listening on the landline, those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and voice your opinion about anything, or you can talk about whatever you want. Today is your show, okay? Today is your show. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. And if you want to be on the air, if you want to talk to me or want to voice your opinion, want to talk about something that you're passionate about, just press number one on your phone screen, and I will see you there, and I will put you on the air with me. All right? That's the way we do it. Again, today is Free Fall Friday. All lines are open for you guys to call in. 818-301-5834. 334. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you. Concerns, give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, or I sent you, okay? I sent you guys to the show, all right? I sent you guys, I'm sorry, to their business, okay? To get your taxes done, accounting work done, or what have you. Don't forget to mention my name. All right. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, before I get started, again, I want to let you guys know that if you want to talk on the show today, today is your show. All right. And if you do want to talk on the show, just press the number one on your phone keypad, and I will see you there, and I will put you on the air with me, and we can talk, all right? And we can talk. Now, today's word of the day is Zaftig, Zaftig, Z-A-F-T-I-G, is pronounced Zaftig. And Zaftig is an adjective, and it means having a full rounded figure, pleasingly plump. Okay, so Zaftig is having a full rounded figure and being pleasingly plump. Okay, so I don't think that's fat. Do you guys think that word means fat? I don't think so. Having a full rounded figure, I don't think that's fat, do you? You think, you know, someone that has a full, rounded figure is fat? I don't think so. Pleasingly plump. I don't think that means fat either. I think that means, just like, pleasingly plump, but what would you call it? Pleasingly plump. What would you call a word that means pleasingly plump? Again, I don't think it's fat. I think it's just heavy set. Let's use that word, heavy set. I think it's heavy set. And you know, you like that, right? You like that. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, right now, it's 41 degrees in the ATL, and we're looking at a high of 57 today. I tell you, looking at a high of 57 today, and no rain in sight, but it's cloudy. All right, it's cloudy. And tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 65, low 39. And Sunday, we're looking at a high of 66 and a low of 41, sunshine. So, you know, that's a great weekend, right? A nice weekend. And I want you guys to do what I do this weekend. Or maybe not do what I do, but do some things that I'm going to do this weekend. I'll be outside on the grill cooking. Okay? I'll be outside on the grill cooking this weekend. And so I want you guys to get outside and get cooking this weekend. Get cooking this weekend. Get some smoke coming off of your grill. I want some smoke. I want to drive in my neighborhood and smell, you know, the grills going. Okay? Smell the grills going. And hopefully they'll be going in your neighborhood as well. Okay? But I'll be putting some stuff on the grill this weekend. I got a lot of stuff going on. I have my daughter's birthday is coming up on Tuesday. She'll be 15 years old. My youngest daughter is 15 years old. And so she has a birthday coming up on Tuesday. And this weekend, we're going to celebrate this weekend. Okay, she's going to have some of her friends over, and I'll cook for them. And then they're taking a limousine bus out to some mall to watch a movie and come back, and then I'll have them for the rest of the night, having some type of sleepover. So I'm going to have a fun weekend, right? Okay, spending a lot of money, that's all I see. And but anyway, that's what she wants to do, so have at it, I guess, you know. You only turn 15 once, right? But when I turned 15, I didn't have a limousine bus. I didn't have a lot of friends over. I might have got a couple of gifts or a little money from my grandma and stuff like that, but that was about it. Huh? Nowadays, these kids want limousine bus, and I guess I'm feeding into it by doing it, but limousine bus and, you know, a cookout and all this other jazz. Go to the movies, you know, I got to pay for 7 or 8 little girls to go to the movies. And oh, my goodness. But anyway, at least the guy who's handling the bus for me, he's a great friend of mine, and he'll watch out for him, and it'll be okay. I feel okay with that. So anyway, that's what's going on with me. You guys tell me what's happening with you. Today is Free Fall Friday, so you guys call in, and again, press the number 1, and that will show me that you want to be on the air. And you guys can come on and talk about anything that you want. It doesn't have to be anything that I'm interested in. It's whatever you're interested in. Today is your show. All right? Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about President Obama. Now that all this stuff is going on with Hillary and Trump and all these other candidates, and it looks to me like, you know, it's going to be Hillary against Trump. But we'll see, you know, what happens. Still have a few, you know, a bunch of states who hadn't done their primaries and stuff like that. So I hope you guys voted. I voted on Tuesday. I hope you guys did. Now, a lot of young people, and I talked to some young people, but I was kind of taking a poll. I just asked who voted. You know, I asked on Wednesday, who voted? Who voted yesterday? And out of 20 people, only 4 voted. Now, a lot of people saying that, you know, that's not the serious vote time. I'll vote in November and this and that when it counts and this and that. It counts now. It counts now. And also in Atlanta, they had something on the ballot about the water. Okay, say yes to clean water. That's something where they're gonna put a lot of money into the water system, and to ensure that everyone in the city gets clean, drinkable water. We don't want what happened to people in Flint, Michigan, to happen down here in Atlanta, right? So, or in whatever community that you live in. We don't want that to happen to anyone else. Right? We don't want it to happen to anyone else. So that was important. And also to see who you wanted to be your representative in their party for the presidency. You know, people are always talking about, man, the politicians, they just out there with getting money and they don't want to do this and they don't want to do that. But you didn't even go vote. So you should just shut your mouth and deal with it because you didn't even vote. You didn't vote at all. So you don't have any say-so in what's happening. But if you did vote and you voted for someone that you wanted to be there and they got into office, so to speak, you know, I'm saying maybe last year you voted and they got into office and then, you know, they kind of fizzle out and they don't do what they say they're going to do. It's they have empty promises. And I think that, you know, when you look at someone like Donald Trump, he just out there with his foot on the gas. He doesn't have any kind of agenda. He's not talking politics. He's not talking issues. None of that. I think he's just feeding on people. Okay? And they're feeding off of him. And he's running with it. But he's really embarrassing the Republican Party, and I think that's what he's set out to do, is to embarrass the Republican Party. All right, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in on the show about whatever you want. I don't care if it's sports, cars, or basket weaving. I don't care what it is. You can call. Okay. And again, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of President Obama's accomplishments over his last two terms in office. Something that you guys can see right now that he's accomplished are the gas prices. Gas prices have gone down tremendously. I mean, I think they went up over the past couple of days. We were right here in Atlanta, we were paying $1.59 or something like that a gallon. Now it popped back up really fast to $1.74, I think it is. I saw this morning $1.74, but it's not $3, $3.50, or even as high as $3.86 a gallon is I think the most I paid for gas when gas was skyrocketing. But that's all because of Obama. Now, we used to import, let's bring in, we used to bring in 11 million gallons of oil, 11 million barrels of oil per day. We used to import 11 million I can't talk. We used to import 11 million barrels of oil per day. Now we're down to importing 4 million barrels of oil per day. The rest is produced right here in the United States. And that's Obama. Unemployment, when he came into office in 2008, unemployment was a little over 8%. That's gigantic, okay, from the Bush era. Now unemployment is down to a little below 5.5, like 5.4% unemployment. That's huge, okay? And, you know, some of the other things that he's done, of course he put in health care, and that has helped millions and millions of Americans get health insurance. People walking around without health insurance. Over half the United States did not have health insurance before Obamacare was put in place. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. Okay? And but he put in Obamacare, and now anybody should have health insurance, okay? Because over the course of a year, there's something that you need to get done, right? Whether it's medical, dental, or your vision. Something, you know, needs to be done every year. Okay? So, and especially you need a physical every year, you need your eyes checked every year, and you need to get your teeth cleaned every 6 months. So those three things right there are costly if you don't have insurance. All right? And so that's another thing that Obama put in, the Obamacare, okay? He also did something that a lot of people took advantage of, was the HAMP program, the Home Affordable Act that he put in, that where people were being forced out of their homes, where, you know, when the housing crisis hit, and a lot of people weren't able to sustain their mortgages, they were walking out, just leaving the house and saying, I can't afford to stay here anymore, I'm gone. Never making a mortgage payment again. But he put in that program, and it forced the banks or the mortgage companies that hold your mortgage on your home to work with you and reestablish almost like refinance, but it wasn't refinance. It is reestablish your mortgage so that you can afford to stay in your home. That was huge to a lot of people. Okay. He also changed the banking. You used to be able to, and I know you guys probably, well, I don't know, but maybe some of you, I'm not going to say all of you, I don't want to get 100 emails, but maybe some of you have experienced an ATM where you went in and you knew, shame on you, but you knew that you only had $5 in the bank. But you went to the ATM machine because you wanted to go out to the club tonight, and you drew $100 out. And the bank would give it to you because they knew that, hey, if I give Frank $100, he only has $5 in the bank. That means I'm giving him $95. Plus, I'm going to charge him $30 for overdraft fee because he doesn't have the money in the bank. And instead of saying, Frank, you only have $5 in your account, so you can't get any money out, you just have to stay home tonight, they gave you the money because they're knowing that they're going to give you that $95, but they're going to get their $95 back plus $30. Now, that's a good deal. Okay, if I got $95 from you, and you had to pay me what? That's 90 plus 30. That's $125 back. That's a good deal for me. I'll do that all day. That's how the banks got. We're getting richer and richer and richer off you guys. But it was hurting people. That hurts you to get money out, more than you have in there, and then pay a fee for it. That hurts you. It doesn't hurt you if you only got $5 in there, you want $100, and it doesn't give you $100. because you don't have it in there. That does not hurt you. And that's what Obama changed in the banking system. Okay? And then another thing, he pushed through and implemented an auto industry rescue plan that saved as many as 1 million jobs and possibly the entire auto industry. Now, y'all know that Chrysler was just plummeting. Bad business. Okay? Obama stepped in, loaned them a bunch of money, and got them back on their feet. He also created the massive TARP, Financial and Banking Rescue Plan, and forced banks and other entities to pay back virtually all of the bailout money. So he gave them money to get them back on their feet, but then the banks also had to turn around and pay this money back to the taxpayers. It didn't, you know, we didn't see it, of course, but supposedly it went back. And all of this is come from the Bush era or the Bush Depression, you know, and Obama came in and turned this thing around and made things work. Now we're on the upswing. But he's getting ready to go out. Okay? I'd like to see him stay another 4 years. He said himself that if he was running again this year, that he'd stomp everybody. And I guarantee you he would. But he also pushed through and signed the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, also known as the stimulus package. Okay? He launched a recovery.gov, which is a website that allows taxpayers to track spending from the act. Okay. And by the end of his first year, the economy created and sustained 2.1 million jobs and stimulated the economy by 3.5%. Some of these things, what people say, Obama been the worst president. That's a lie. Okay. That's a lie. I think the last Bush was the worst president. Okay, he pushed us into wars that were just awful. $1 billion a day. I'm serious. $1 billion a day that we were spending to keep troops in the war. That's a lot of bread. And we were spending that every single day. That's a killer. That's a killer. So Bush pushed us into these wars. And then, you know, Bush and some of these government officials are these guys are such, they're so scary. That when they hit the Twin Towers, you know, in New York, America, not Black America, but White America, was horrified. They were scared. Not Black America. They don't want to harm Black America. They want to harm White America. Because of the things that white America have done to other countries. And because of that, they want to hurt the United States. Now, we live here. We live here. So we have to be careful of our own safety. But they don't want to hurt black people. Okay? And when the planes hit the towers, Bush went in hiding. Okay? He went into hiding. So, you know, another thing that Obama created the Making Home Affordable Home Refinancing Plan. In 2010, more jobs were created than had been created during Bush's 8 years. That's in 2010. That's only 2 years into Obama's presidency. He also pushed through and implemented the auto industry rescue plan. I said that. Doubled funding for your manufacturing extension partnership to improve manufacturing efficiency. The problem with America is, back in the day, our grandparents, and maybe some of you young folks, your great-grandparents, they had manufacturing jobs. There were mills and plants all around that they could go and work and make decent wages, take care of their families. And then they started taking these jobs and sending them across the water, okay, for cheap labor. And then these plants and these manufacturers started to go away because they couldn't sustain. But now Obama's trying to start to help manufacturing, get manufacturing back in the United States. A lot of people come here and they come here into the country and they make money, but they don't spend their money here. They spend their money in their own country, or they send it back to their own country. So they come in here, get money and sending it back over there. They're taking money out and sending it back over there. I've always told you guys that you spend money in your community. Try to spend money in your community. That keeps your community thriving, that keeps your community making money. You want to have your community thriving. You don't want to live in a community where, you know, the Walmart closed down, the Burger King closed down, the church's chicken closed down, the wing shop closed down. Man, we can't even get our car washed. That's because you don't spend money within your community. Patronize your community's businesses. Do that. And that'll keep, again, your community thriving. Take care of your own community. If you take care of your community, I take care of my community, all these communities will keep going. Now, sometimes when you come into my community, it'll be good because we've been taking care of it. You'll like it. I come into your community, it'll be good because you've been taking care of it. I like it. Okay? So you have to do that, is spend your money in your community. If you own the business in your community, you want everyone around your business, who lives around your business, to patronize your business when they need something that you've got. So do that. Through the Worker Home Ownership and Business Assistance Act of 2009, he and congressional Democrats provided tax credits to first-time home buyers, which helped the U.S. housing market recover. That's huge. That's huge. I knew a lot of people that bought houses, and they got big money back as on their taxes because of the tax credits for first-time home buyers. That was huge. I was like, damn, I wish that was there when I bought my house. But it wasn't, you know? And so another thing, let's see, I didn't know this, but he worked with Apple Computer to get them to build more product here. And the company is building two large plants to manufacture products here. One in Texas and one in Arizona. I mean, that's jobs. Okay? He ordered all federal contractors to pay a minimum wage of $10.10 per hour, leading the way to a national increase. Now these folks want, you know, the McDonald's people want $15 an hour. Hey, whatever. McDonald's can afford to pay them $15 an hour. Now, I heard a friend of mine, he was talking about this same thing the other day. He said that he wants his burger to look like it does on the screen, on the little billboard when you walk into the restaurant. You know, they had a Big Mac up there. They had a Quarter Pounder up there, a picture of it, right? Some of them will look great when you get it. Some of them will not. If they're busy, if you go in there at lunchtime and these guys trying to pump out, you know, 150 burgers every half hour or whatever, all of them aren't going to look perfect. Okay? And you know, all I'm really looking for in a burger, I'm looking for a couple of things. I'm looking for taste. And I am. I mean, I agree with him as far as the burger being sloppy. I'm looking for taste. And I'm also looking to be able to hold it in my hand and bite it. Okay? Now, if it's sloppy and all this, I mean, you may not be able to do that. But I've eaten a sloppy burger before, and it tasted great, and that didn't hurt me at all. It was sloppy, but it tasted great. If it was sloppy and had a horrible taste to it, or something was, you know, something was old on there or something like that, then that's a different story. But when you're making hundreds of burgers an hour and all this, and you're fast paced, all the burgers aren't going to look the same. Okay? As long as they taste the same, we got the same sauce and all this stuff, we're okay. Okay? They selling a lot of them. All right? So they're doing something right. So, again, that's some things that I got about 5 minutes left in the show. But those are some things that I wanted to just push out there, throw out there about Obama and what he's done in his 8 years as president. I heard some people saying that Obama, tell me some accomplishments Obama has accomplished since he's been in the White House. Well, there they are. And you can go to the website called pleasecutthecrap.com. I'm serious. That's the name of it. Pleasecutthecrap.com. Or PCTC. Pleasecutthecrap.com. And it says President Obama has done a lot. And it gave me a list of 335 accomplishments so far. I mean, that's a lot of stuff in 8 years. And this is gigantic stuff. It isn't little stuff. This is gigantic stuff. So, hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. I hope you have a great weekend. I'm going to try to have a great weekend. And take care of yourselves, take care of your families, and all that. And be good, okay? Be good. And that means not only take care of your families, but, you know, take care of yourselves, guys. Take care of yourselves. And don't do anything to get in trouble over the weekend. Don't get in any trouble. Take care of yourselves. Don't drink and drive. All that stuff. All right? So, again, have a great weekend. I'll see you guys Monday morning, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care.